Audacity. Antiguan authorities are not rushing into imposing sanctions on two yachts said to be owned by Russian oligarchs. With Monday's Caribbean News Roundup, I am Ken Richards. The Antigua and Bermuda government says it will await more information before determining how to proceed regarding two yachts reportedly connected to Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich. As ABS News reports, there have been calls from some in the United Kingdom for action in line with international sanctions against Russian oligarchs in the wake of their country's invasion of Ukraine. Foreign Affairs Minister Chet Green commented on the issue on Point FM Saturday afternoon, indicating that the government in St. John's has not received a request from the UK under the Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty. He says the government needs to be certain about the beneficial ownership of the vessels, since acting hastily could expose the country to legal jeopardy.
We had a request from the British government to take certain actions. We have indicated the British in writing our opposition that we would first wish for them to submit an MLAT in order for us to act, or before we could act. The last thing we want to see happen, Lavin and Senator, is us acting hastily without the necessary information being being correct. Mm-hmm. Abramovich, who is alleged to be owner or beneficial owner of these yachts, mm-hmm. has more money in his fob than most people. In other words, a legal battle against Abramovich is not something we're looking forward to.
Absolutely.
At the same time, we have to also protect our yachting industry. Mm-hmm. And so we will not be in a haste to take any action. Let me go back a little bit. Yes, we are lockstep with the rest of the world in terms of sanctions. We have signed on to sanctions, United Nations, OAS, you name it. But we have to at the same time be very cautious, be very careful that we follow legal prescriptions. And so the British government has been asked 2 weeks ago to send us an MLAT, which was the request. We have not heard anything since, and so that is the position on the matter right now. We will not act unless or until that kind of thing happens. When that happens, then we can have further discussion. So I don't want you or any Antiguan to worry yourself about anything happening. To those in the yachting circle and community, I want to assure you that we will not take any action that will compromise our own interests. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I want to give the international community assurances that we will not act in any way that will affect adversely mm-hmm. that which is a global movement with okay. respect to the happenings in Ukraine mm-hmm. and the Russia war.
And Prime Minister Gaston Brown has this comment on the matter.
We don't have any sanction laws in our books, so when they talk about sanctions, I don't know what they're talking about. Mm. And you can go and hold on to people's assets willy-nilly without, first of all, having a legal framework in place. The other thing, too, the sanctions, for the most part, they are bilateral sanctions. They're not UN sanctions. So, you know, they cannot be enforced in Antigua and Barbuda. We don't have any legal framework to enforce those sanctions. Having said that, as the foreign minister says, you know, we are cooperating with the international community, but we will not do anything that will compromise the interests of Antigua and Barbuda or to allow any of these oligarchs to sue us and to have any liability of you know, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. Because you have to understand, you know, with these assets, if you seize them, you have to maintain them, and they cost money.
Antigua and Barbuda's ambassador to the United States and Organization of American States, Sir Ronald Sanders, had similar comments when he was interviewed by Britain's Channel 4.
Antigua, once this information was brought to our attention, tried our best to talk to the country that has Abramovich on a sanctioned list, and the accusation was that he owned these two yachts. That incidentally has not yet been proved. And what is significant is that a lawyer, a German firm called Inz, has presented to the government of Antigua testimony, and the law firm states categorically that it is not owned by anybody on a sanctions list. So even if we were to appear before a court and that representation was made by a lawyer, the court would also want even further evidence that the boats are in fact owned by Abramovich. So there's the situation that we have.
Prime Minister Mia Mottley has been warning about tough times ahead for Barbados and the region as the ongoing war in Ukraine continues to create global uncertainty. Against the backdrop of rising prices at the pump, which has triggered local public criticism, Prime Minister Mottley, speaking at a recent Caribbean Nation Security Conference in Bridgetown, said that there is no getting away from the rising cost of living. According to NPR, global food prices hit their highest recorded levels last month, driven up by the war. A United Nations agency says the war in Ukraine sent food commodity prices soaring in March to the highest level it has ever recorded. The Food and Agriculture Organization announced on Friday that its FAO Food Price Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of a basket of commonly traded food commodities, averaged 159.3 points in March. The FAO says the war spread shocks through markets for staple grains and vegetable oils. Prime Minister Mottley is keeping track of those figures.
The truth is that with the war in Ukraine now going into its fifth or so week, we are now going to start to see, regrettably, some of the consequences of that war which have been spoken about. That is going to lead to discomfort in many of our countries with respect to prices and with respect to access to those commodities. It is going to lead, therefore, to the potential risk of us having to be able to settle our populations and to get them to understand that the world is going through a difficult moment. But it is not the first time that it has gone through, and it will regrettably not be the last because of the nature of just human civilization and our natural made environment.
In Jamaica, pill parties are the consumption of edibles in the classroom. According to the police, the new trends are causing mayhem in schools, especially St. Catherine, as TVG News reports.
First, there were guard rings and school fights. Now, students have taken up a new trend of popping pills.
They're having pill parties. Pill parties. Back in the day, you hear about ecstasy. Ecstasy was a party drug. It make you feel nice and you do your thing. Now, this Molly thing has surfaced. It is not over the counter, I'm told. I'm told that it is under the counter. So there's the underworld that is pushing this.
It's especially a challenge in St. Catherine South. Detective Corporal Damien Hammond is the safe school coordinator for the division.
When they got to the pill party, a 14-year-old went and he started to gyrate on the ground and do some stuff. Didn't know himself that to rush him to the hospital. And so this is creeping in.
The parties involve students from the same schools who are also getting creative in how they conceal contraband.
They are not just tamping ball and drops and cakes and cookies. They are laced with ganja. So ganja is the binding agent in these products. And you have what is called now alcohol gummies. So the gummies are laced with alcohol, soaked, infused. An adult told me that when they smell the thing, it was as potent as just drinking it from the bottle.
Now, there's a warning for school administrators to be on the alert.
We need to have this overarching approach to discipline, where the children know that not only the dean of discipline is serious about discipline, but the class teachers too, the guidance counselors, and even the groundsman is serious about discipline.
Over the next few months, the police will be rolling out several safety initiatives in schools. Kalisha Williams, TVJ News.
The Children's Authority in Port of Spain is calling for an end to corporal punishment. According to the authority, physical abuse is the second highest type of child abuse reported to the organization, and it says this abuse is often administered by parents and guardians under the guise of discipline, TTT News reports.
Their call comes days after 15-year-old Aaliyah Alexander died after being disciplined by her father. The autopsy stated that the cause of death was as a result of multiple blunt force injuries. Police said the girl's father reported that he beat her with a belt at his Claxton Bay home and she fell down a flight of stairs. In a statement, the authority said that the death emphasizes the need for families and society at large to challenge the traditional norms, which influence the way children are cared for and are treated.
Jamaica's public defender Arlene Harrison Henry found that a police officer had a hand in the controversial cutting of Nzinga King's hair. This is in contrast to what was revealed earlier this year by the Director of Public Prosecution and Indicom, the Independent Commission of Investigations. Here's CVM News with more.
On her last day in office as public defender, Arlene Harrison Henry found that Nzinga King's constitutional rights were violated when she was detained at the Four Paths Police Station lockup in Clarendon in July 2021. Harrison Henry's investigation revealed that a female officer was responsible for cutting King's hair and recommends she be compensated and the matter taken to the Supreme Court. But earlier this year, Director of Public Prosecution Paula Llewellyn concurred with the findings of the Independent Commission of Investigations, Indicom, that no criminal charges will be laid against the officer. Despite that ruling, King's parents remained steadfast their daughter's rights were violated when they spoke to CVM Live.
I wasn't really surprised over the ruling, you know, because, yeah, Jamaica this and that's the justice system. But anyway, we are standing by our stance, we're not letting go, you know, we're just holding on.
The justice system, we know, saying all right, that two law, one be upper class and one be lower class.
The matter has again sparked deep national interest, particularly as a result of the conflicting findings. Speaking on CVM Live's panel discussion Wednesday, attorney representing King Isaac Buchanan says he hopes the matter will now be reviewed.
So here we have a young lady who they said was not telling the truth, and now we have the public defender saying the officer is not telling the truth. This is a matter of credibility and should be put before the proper tribunal, which is the judiciary.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, April 11. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.